It's the Live Music Showcase on Community Radio WMNF in Tampa. I'm Bill Dudley, and, well, we hope to get bands back in our studios live very soon. But until then, we'll keep on playing some wonderful performances from the last 20 years here on the Live Music Show. Today we're going to go back to 2019 for a zany bunch of guys from Arkansas. It's the Cleverleys, and today's show hosted by Ed Lehman. Check out his show, Postmodern Hootenanny, on Thursday nights here on Community Radio.
You know what? I like all the players. Make it deep, no doubt. Play on, play that. Play on, play that. Play on, play that. Yo, Lloyd, drop the verse.
Going down, be the clever, be my homies, guys. But the dog couldn't kiss me straight up. Now tell me who can stop when Ricky's making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet. They're giving him orgasms from a no accent. Still moving this flavor. When my homie's smoking DD, the original rum shaker, shorty.
My mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow.
East side to the west side. Pushing that right. Baby, no surprise. She got tricks in the stash. Back in the bag. Best when it comes to the bag. By no means average. She's gone, but she's got the habit. Baby, you're perfect. 10. I want to get in. Can I get down?
Like the way you work it. No diggity. Got to bag it up. The way you work it, no diggity, got to bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity, got to bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity, got to bag it up. I am, I am, I am, I am. I am, I am, I am, I am. I am, I am, I am, I am. I am, I am.
I'm like, what's up? I'm down with Daryl Scott. Street picking in the club from the thrift shop. Yes, I'm a cup in this old and frosty. Folks like,
dang, that's a Coco Honky.
Look, there y'all. Syndrome. I've been rocking tennis on my feet. I've been picking and tricking it with straw on my town till big is like, then we'll play around home.
I'm going to pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm out of money. Looking for a come up. This is dankin' awesome. I'm going to pop some tags. Looking for a come up, it's just stinking awesome.
How will you ground that clothes? I look incredible in this big old coat. Shop down the road. I wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible in this big old coat. From my thrift shop down the road. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a come up. This is stinking awesome. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a come up. This is stinking awesome.
Down below, there's green as far as I can see. My
No diggity.
Fantastic music from the Cleverleys all the way from Arkansas. Now, tell me a little bit how you came to this choice of what you're doing. You're doing contemporary covers, but with a bluegrass band configuration. How did you come up with that? I mean, what?
If we didn't choose it, it chose us.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you, we've all, you know, we're a big family. A bunch of us has been around music our whole lives. And we love music. We love all kinds of music. We really don't consider ourselves in any particular genre. Other than that, we just love the music that we're playing, and just want to do it justice, you know.
And old timey shows, yeah, music. Yeah. You're kind of merging the old timey sounds with very very contemporary songs. And what have you got for us next?
Well, right now we're going to do a little song called Loser. Kill me.
Why don't you
sleeping.
Heard the door, I'm a lizard baby, so why don't you kill me?
Oh, wow. From Ola Bell Reed to Beck in 60 seconds flat. How cool is that? We're listening to the Cleverleys here in the Live Music Showcase. What attracts you to a particular song when you go, that was a great Beck tune that I'm sure if he heard that he'd love what you guys do with it. But how do you pick a song?
You know, we just got to love the song, I think, first of all. You know, it's got to have artistic integrity for us. For Yellow Wolf, Pop the Trunk, you know. That's a prime example, wouldn't you say, boys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A well-crafted song. It's something that we've thought about for the last several years about doing, and may be able to put it on our next song, our next record. We just got to love the artist and what they do and stand for. You know, like Justin Bieber, we do cover his stuff because it's American, like him, you know?
There you go.
So there's different reasons why we pick different things.
Cool. So, you got another tune for us?
Yes, actually we do, and this one I want to dedicate to you. I don't want to dedicate it to you. I just want to say I'm doing it because you requested it.
Oh, you're going to do the Seldom Seen song.
That's right.
Fantastic.
That's right. I don't want to dedicate it because it's kind of a love song.
Well, yeah.
And you're a nice guy. I just don't feel like, you know, feel that way about you. You know what I mean?
That's okay. That's okay.
But we are huge fans of the Seldom Seen and their vocal ability. Just the rawness of what they do, it's fantastic. And so we wanted to do one of their songs on the album. This is one of our favorite Seldom Seen songs, a song called Wait a Minute.
One, two, three. Can't take the lonely nights without your love. I'm doing the road and got the music done. I'm moving along. What good does it do to play your songs for her and hear her say, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Can't take the lonely nights without your love. I can't take the lonely nights without your love.
The Cleverleys here in the live music showcase, covering in the seldom seen song. Well, thank you for playing that. That was really great.
It's one of our favorites to play, and it veers off from our norm.
There you go.
It's a little left of center of what we normally do. You understand that?
Yeah. Yes. But you guys do it so well.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, Paul, would you like to go ahead and introduce the band to the listeners for us?
Digger. I'm sorry. I didn't tell you. My name is Digger.
Oh, your name's Digger. Okay, yeah. Digger.
He's the one you've been talking to all this time. I'd love to introduce the trio to you. Down there on the end is my nephew, and for years, my brother Vernon Dean, who we call VD, was in the group and toured with us, and he retired. He lives in a teepee out behind Grandmommy's old house and makes dream catchers out of cat hair.
Uh-huh.
But his boy, Dale Vernondale, who we call DVD, is joined the group and doing a fine job. And instead of filling his dad's shoes, he's bought his own pair. And so we're proud to have him. And also this one right here is my nephew. He's my sister Delva's boy. Delva's the one that ate paint chips when she was younger. But this is her boy, and he basically growed up as my son and growed up on our farm. And he's a good kid, got a good heart. He believes all animals are sacred. And I appreciate that about him. I want to support what he does and stands for. And that's why we have a big benefit squirrel hunt for Save the Whales every year. And thus far, we've raised, in the last 4 years, for every squirrel you kill, 11 cents is donated to Save the Whale Foundation. For 3 days, we kill everything that moves. If it's brown, it's down. Then we eat it. And at the end, we tally up the squirrels, put 11 cents a piece. And thus far, in the last 8 years, we've raised $17.77.
That'll go a long way, I'm sure. No, yeah.
Well, we don't do it for gratitude, so don't applaud us. We do it because that's how we were raised.
Ah.
But this is my nephew, Ricky Lloyd Cleverly. And by the way, when you spell that, it's two L's.
Two. Okay.
It goes by Lloyd.
Got it.
First L's silent. I'm just saying it because he gets angry you call him Lloyd. He don't like that at all. Folks around home do that a lot. This one right here on the mandolin to my right is my nephew. He's DVD's twin brother.
Ah.
I know it's shocking.
Yes.
They don't look a lot. They're not identical. They're genital twins. And they both can play and sing their hind ends off. They really can. But it's a miracle he's even here because he bit his tongue off in a donkey basketball game 2 weeks ago. Seriously.
Ouch.
It was a bad deal. He was going up for a layup. His donkey ducked, and he went over the donkey's head, hit his chin on the jump circle, and his tongue just flopped like a crappie till the nerve run out. And luckily, we got a huge fan that works for the National Tongue Institute in St. Paul, Minnesota, and they fit him with a state-of-the-art bionic tongue. They did.
Amazing.
It runs on a watch battery. He can't go around microwaves or blasting sites. I hope y'all don't have one of them microwaves in the break room, because at Grandmommy's other night, we was having a Game of Thrones marathon, and she was popping some corn. His tongue just run up the hall like it knew where it was headed. That happened.
Wow.
And 2 days later, we found it behind the fridge in a sticky trap.
Maybe it was afraid of the Game of Thrones.
No, he loves cheese.
Got it. Oh, okay.
But he's a good boy, and that's Cub Cleverly. And I got two boys that ain't here of my own, Digger Jr. and Digger Jr. Jr. And their mama's my first wife. But this is Junior's only child down there on the end. It's my grandson. We call him Quattro. And then I am Dr. Digger Cleverly.
All right.
We are from Canespur, Arkansas.
And we stick to the basics, you know. Just good old-fashioned, old-timey, traditional mountain music is all we do.
Right. Well, why don't you give us another one of those songs?
Sure. Boys, let's pay tribute to all of our bluegrass heroes. You got you, you got Bill Monroe. You got you, Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, Red Hot Chili Peppers, the list goes on and on. This little song called By the Way.
Up here in the live music showcase, the Cleverleys with Red Hot Chili Peppers. Never sounded better than that, I think. But thank you guys so much for sharing your music with us this afternoon. Is this your first time in Florida, or have you been here before?
No, we've been down here. We've come down here a couple times. We actually had a cousin got lost in the Everglades, and so we went and was on a part of a search party looking for him, and turned out he wasn't even in the Everglades. He was in Fort Walton Beach, and along with my ex-wife and alien daughter, who was there for the crustacean migration. I had no idea. I thought they actually had been captured and was being kept at Area 51.
That's a long way away, though, you know, 51.
Well, yeah, it's a long story. I met her fishing one night, and I saw a light that landed behind the Sugarloaf Mountain, I thought, Lord, somebody could be hurting that. And I run up there, and the hatch opened up. And let me tell you something. You hear it, love, at first sight. But when that hatch opened up and she stepped out and had the most beautiful green eye that I had ever seen. And we struck up a conversation and a relationship. Then, you know, next thing I know, I'm teaching her how to play the auto harp and she's teaching me how to probe. And, you know, then we got married and we had a little baby we named Pick Pick. And that didn't work out. But we were co-parenting well. We was. And she was actually bringing her in for her biweekly visit. And her craft disappeared over Area 51. So whenever all these people said, oh, I'm going to storm Area 51, I'm like, hey, well, if you get in there, tell that Daddy loves her. So I thought, you know what? That ain't enough. I need to show my support for my family. So I go down there. Me and the boys go down there. And we start a little Area 51 bluegrass jam. And we're in the middle of the jam with Pluto and Tug. You know, some of the galactic grass, they call it, you know. Some of them alien bluegrass groups, they can tear it up now. And, I mean, bust its hind end, can't they, Cub? And so he's up there with Blue Tongue. Pluto and Tug was there. Balsam Strange was there. They was a bunch of folks. And so I were in the middle of this big old jam, hot jam, and I'm thinking, you know, my wife and my daughter could be right in that fence right there. And I get a text from her, and she's like, hey, we're not in Area 51. We're watching your Facebook posters, and we're not in Area 51. Happens we're at Fort Walton Beach for the crustacean migration with your brother. And I'm thinking, what? What's he doing there? Well, I had no idea, because she ain't got a license, you know. And so he drove her up there. Well, they got to eat all this extra fat before they molt. So I knew that was going to happen. And it was my baby girl's first molting. And I wished I could have been there for that. But, you know, sometimes you got to make a living. And that's why we're out here on the road doing this. And plus they get a little bit angry when they're molting. That's what broke me and her mama up the first time. You know, she's molting, getting all angry. Half the time it's mad, passionate love. The other half, you're just trying not to be eaten. You know what I mean?
They're not related to like praying mantises, the species.
You're oh, no. Okay. No. Good. They got a little sucker on the end of her chin.
Oh.
It doesn't have any teeth at all. But it just latches a hold of stuff and sucks the nutrients out of it.
That sounds intense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, hey, we got another note here from somebody. It doesn't tell me who, but it says, amazing band. We'll definitely check out the YouTube. So
awesome. Please do. We're on a lot of the socialized media stuff, too. I just wanted folks to know, you know, we got the Facebook and the Instagram and Twitter. And we're even on some of the dating sites, that Ancestry.com, a lot of stuff. So just awesome. Letting folks know.
That's good to know. Well, yeah, you got another tune for us.
Yes, absolutely. This is an old-timey one. A lot of you folks might know the words of this one. Sing along with us if you do here in the studio. A little song called Party Rock Anthem.
Shake that! In the club, party rock. like that.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Hating is bad.
One more shot for us. Another round. He's filled up my cup. And this one, he just gonna say, checking out how you wanna play. Make it now. Get up, get down. Put your hands up to the sound. Get up, get down. Put your hands up to the sound. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Put your hands up to the sound. To the sound. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up.
Party rock is in the house. Just have a good time, and we gon' make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time. Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time, and we gon' make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Oh, we are having a party rock this afternoon with the Cleverleys here in the live music showcase.
I hope none of them other bluegrass bands are doing that at the festival tonight.
I really suspect probably not. I think you're safe in your repertoire.
Well, that's good. That's good. We don't want to stomp on nobody, you know.
There you go.
I hope Bobby Osborne ain't doing that song.
Oh, well, hey, we got to thank our crew again. Thanks to Mark Perfetti for mixing it up on the soundboard, sounding good with some help from John Francis Baker. We got Bob Hoke directing the video portion of this show. Dr. Richard Stone will be posting it on YouTube tonight. And thanks to Tom and Marcy Connor on camera, as well as Bill Brem on camera as well. And if you're enjoying what you're hearing here on the radio and seeing it on YouTube, go to WMNF.org and pop a little money into the tip jar, because that's how it's done here on community radio. It's listener supported. We don't have, you know, some big sugar daddy corporation taking care of things. It's listeners who support us and have kept us on the air for 40 years.
You know what? I'm speechless. I don't honestly. I'm not a very sociable person. You know.
Oh.
I don't really have a lot to say to folks.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, you know, it's growing up on an alpaca ranch in north central Arkansas. You know, you kind of stick to yourself. You know, you stick to your family most of the time. And most of us ain't very wordy, you know. As you know, alpacas is indigenous to the Ozark Mountains. And my family was one of the first ones to ever capture them and manipulate them for our own good. And so when we started developing our Cleverleys farm brand alpaca products, you know, my grandpa's dream, you know, was to make sausages and burgers and then harvest the wool and make women's undergarments.
No dream catchers, though?
No, my brother's thing. The women's undergarments thing just never really caught on. He really wanted to see some of our products on your plate or in your wife's britches. You know what I mean? That was his dream, but it just never panned out for him. But so now we just look at them and pet them and feed them, and they're real fun. We've come in from a long day's work, and my mama, you know, we'd be milking alpacas, and my mama being there cooking us supper, and WSM out of Nashville, Tennessee, was always a big deal in our home. And so that's where we first got our first dose of bluegrass and country music, traditional music, what we call it now. And that's how we kind of got started, you know.
Cool. Well, you got
to... Like I said, I don't have a lot to say.
Yeah, okay. Well, but you got a lot of music to do, so...
Yes.
Why don't we do that?
Okay, boys, let's wad up on that song of the Four Non Blondes, that old Kentucky bluegrass group.
Oh, them, yeah.
You remember them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
First time I ever heard them was probably at Bean Blossom.
That's one of my favorite places to go.
And Bean Blossom, Indiana probably was the first time I ever heard them. But Linda Perry, I think, is one of the greatest music producers of all time. We're huge fans, and we wanted to honor her with this song. It's a song called What's Up?
Years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood as man, for whatever that means. And so I tried lying in bed just to get it out what's in my head, and I feel just a little peculiar. And so wake up in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath. I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? I said,
sounding so good here on the Live Music Showcase, the Cleverleys covering Four Non Blondes. And have you met those folks? I mean, is that, or you just like the music?
No, I suspect that they probably have restraining orders against us, to be honest.
Oh, really? Okay.
So no, we've never met any of them, but we do admire them, their talent and their artistry, for sure.
Absolutely, and you do a fine job with their song. So you got a couple more songs for us?
Sure, absolutely. Boys, let's do that. This is a new one off the record, too. It's one by the Proclaimers.
Oh, that's a great song.
I don't know if you remember those folks.
Oh, yes.
Love the Proclaimers. Great bluegrassers from across the pond. And
they do bluegrass with an accent, right?
Pardon me?
They do bluegrass with an accent, right?
No? I don't know what that means either, to be honest. Okay, it's okay. I've never met anybody with a thick accent. But anyhow, this is a great song. It's a song called I Wanna Be. Sorry, we tune because we care.
That's great.
I heard Ricky Skaggs say that one time. I thought, man, I always want to say that. This is my opportunity.
There you go.
Yeah. Do you like cabbage?
Who doesn't?
Oh, right, 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 yeah. Paprika frightens me.
As it should.
It does. It really does. It's a scary thing. This dead air brought to you by Adam's Funeral Home. When I wake up, oh, you know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, oh, you know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. When I'm drinking, oh, you know I'm gonna be the man who's drinking next to you. When I go up, oh, you know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. And I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm working, oh, you know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on.
What a great version of that song. Fantastic. The Cleverleys have been our guests here in the Live Music Showcase. And thank you all so much for coming. And it's been
a
real pleasure having you. So we've got time for, it looks like, one more song. If y'all have got one more in
we definitely have one more in us. We'd like to Maybe do the title track to our brand new record, if you don't mind.
Well, that sounds great. Hey, I got to read one thing real quick, because here's a New York Times quote that talks about y'all, and it says, if Earl Scruggs, Dolly Parton, and Spinal Tap spawned a litter of puppies, it would be the Cleverleys. And I think that's a compliment, so I'm going to go with it. That's very complimentary. And y'all are great, and I really, really appreciated your music and the fun that you brought to the show today. Well,
thank you so much, and we appreciate y'all hosting us here today. And
sounds good.
Thank you very much.
One, two, three, four. Yo, listen up. Here's a story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night, and everything he sees is just blue, like him. Inside and outside blue, his house with the blue, a little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, cause he ain't got nobody to listen.
I'm blue, I'm deed up.
Blue house with the blue window. Blue is the color of all that I wear. Blue are the streets and all the trees are too. I have a girlfriend and she is so blue. Blue are the people here that walk around. Blue like my Corvette, it's in and outside. Blue are the words of saying what I think. Blue are the feelings that live inside me.
I'm blue.
And all the trees are too. I have a girlfriend and she is so blue. Blue are the people here that walk around. Blue like my Corvette, it's in and outside. Blue are the words of saying what I think. Blue are the feelings that live inside me.
The blue little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, cause he ain't got nobody to listen.
Those are the Cleverleys from Arkansas on our show back in 2019. To finish up, we've just got time for one more selection, so we're going to play a little bit of music from Tim O'Brien and the O'Boys. They appeared in the studios at WMNF back in 2005.
We're going to do one called Cornbread Nation, which is, we're definitely in Cornbread Nation. We're south of that cornbread line where people know you don't put sugar in cornbread because God would strike you dead. If he'd wanted sugar in cornbread, he would have called it cake.
Two, one, two, three, and... Bush, Puppy Dog, Red, Edge Cake, Bandit Red, Johnny Cake, Spoon Red, dish it up, pour it on, give it all you got. Put the fat back in the cast iron pot. It's a rich man to Fort Worth, Davenport to Natchez, Burley back in fields to your snowy cotton patches. No matter where you're heading, the train leaves the station, you still take a supper at the Cornbread Nation. Soak a bowl of beans, chop a yellow onion, wash the grit off the grains. Sift a little soda, some powder in the meal, pour in the buttermilk to get the right feel. It's a hot water, cold water, doesn't really matter, don't work too hard. Mixing up the batter, it's a hot corn, cold corn. Friends and relations sitting at the table at the Cornbread Nation. Kentucky, where I was born, up in Kentucky with the colonels in the corn. Shaking up the jar, they're looking for the bean. They take a little swallow, no more than they need. You can scrape it, you can chew it, you roll it in the dough. You can sip it, you can brew it, you can let the liquor flow. It's hot corn, cold corn, friends and relations sitting at the table at the Cornbread Nation.
And you've been listening to the Live Music Showcase on WMNF Tampa. Stay tuned. Reverend Billy's Rhythm Revival is next. But first, NPR News.